Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game 4 of the Phillies' 4-game series with the Mets tonight on 94 WIP in the free Odyssey app. First pitch at 7:15. Is it a national game tonight, Jack? Is that what
it is? Oh, yeah. We got Joe Davis and Smoltz on the call.
Oh,
that's Fox.
Yeah, a little World Series preview.
We got it on Fox on a Thursday, huh?
Yeah. Well, so around this time, the broadcasters try to get some reps in for the playoffs.
Gotcha.
So.
Oh, these guys don't call games all year?
Not really, like, because Joe Davis is the Dodgers full-time broadcaster.
But they call baseball games.
Yeah.
I got you. They don't do a national game.
Smoltz usually does, but I think that like Buck used to do this too, where Buck was randomly calling a game
right
here.
Do we think on national TV tonight?
Oh, rivalry pack?
Are we going to see the Mets rivalry pack on Bryce? What do we think? Everybody vote. Ike first.
I don't think so.
So Ike
100%
says,
yes.
I think... It caused so much backlash the last time. I don't know.
They better win.
Yeah.
You wear the rivalry pack. You better win.
I will say this. He didn't have a rivalry pack on last night, but that was a cool looking get up. The gloves, the lime green with the cleats.
Yep.
That was pretty good.
You know who's got...
That looked pretty good last night.
The guy who's locked in with the gloves and the pads is Bader.
Yeah.
Bader's got the pink and purple lightning bolts on him.
Yes.
I was on Bader's website and I'm like, do you know how much
Is that where you got the Darth Bader shirt yesterday?
No, I got that from Breaking Tea. So it's a officially player licensed shirt. So it is a major players association shirt.
Okay.
So that's where I got it. But I'm on Bader's site, you know, that has all, you can buy all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Pair of batting gloves, Bader batting gloves. How much do you think it is?
$75. Holy cow.
Yeah, baseball equipment's gotten
batting gloves are $20 when I was I'm 49,
yeah,
I guess. But
what is he using? Nike, Newman?
No,
he's a New Balance guy, right?
No, I think they're like a whole new brand.
Yeah,
I saw
it's a whole special brand.
Oh, okay.
I saw him at Dick's the other day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I thought about buying them. I'm like, what the hell?
What are you gonna do with batting gloves?
But this is what happens when you don't have any kids. I'm like, well, what do I do?
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, it's $75.
I'm talking about that is true, like I know.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, I'm like, $75.
Yeah. Batting gloves, no
batting
problem.
Gloves. What am I going to do with them? But I'm not a stuff guy, so I didn't want. So I didn't buy.
I'm not a stuff guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't like buying stuff just to put it on a shelf.
I know what you're saying.
The
yeah.
stuff that I buy is like my weakness is t-shirts and hats.
Yeah.
And at
stuff
least
you're
I'll
gonna
wear.
Wear. You're going to
yeah.
use it.
Yeah. I'm not a stuff guy.
Yeah. I'm not really a memorabilia guy.
You should have bought it so that when the reunion of the scandal of the Delco Aston Middletown Little League is brought up, you're ready to go.
I have my batting gloves
already. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you face Ben and Glenn Davis.
Dude, I want one more at bat against Ben.
One more, Ben!
Can I get one more at bat against Ben Davis?
Can Herb be the umpire?
That's fine, as long as he doesn't have a bathroom break in the middle of it. I want one. This whole Fritz versus the camera thing. Now, yeah. I know if I swing the bat too hard, I'm going to hurt my back and I'll be out for weeks. But I just want one. I want my revenge on Ben Davis. And now that I'm sure he doesn't pitch very much anymore. And I know Ben listens all the time. So if you're listening, Ben, I want one more at bat against you. 215.
Well, I'm probably sure he's done batting practice with his boys.
I'm sure
he throws a lot of BP.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like he'd have to gas it back up into the 90s.
Well, yes, he would.
Yeah?
Well, he'd probably do the same PEDs he did when he was a kid.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Are you exposing the Aston Middletown Little League again?
Like he was string bean.
Can we get the caller back here?
No, I'm sure she has 215-592 already dialed up.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Got fired, Spike. Oh man, I gotta come on after that.
Well,
oh, boy.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, it's always I'm always holding everybody accountable.
Yeah, head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Talk about Bader. I mean, just like Shonuff says, he's the master.
He is.
I think he's our leadoff hitter, and the Phillies are going to go do this thing.
He's not the leadoff hitter when Trey comes back.
Trey will be back there. I do wonder.
Do you keep him there?
If you could do Trey 1, Bader 2, Bryce 3, Schwarber 4 to put Schwarber behind.
That's the way we would do it. Yes.
To put Schwarber behind Bryce. I'll give credit to Bryce here. If Bryce has gotten Kyle Schwarber this contract by hitting behind him all year long. So what I would say is when we get to the playoffs, let's let Schwarber, you know, protect Bryce a little bit instead of Bryce protecting Schwarber all the time. So
yeah, because they're not gonna pitch to him. Yeah. You're flexing your baseball knowledge, which
how good is
Mike Mayock, by the way? I mean, that every time I listen to when he's on your show, I'm like, that guy makes me feel like an idiot way more than Spike does.
He's
also teaching us.
Yes, I think. But here are my two favorite things about Mayock, and I'm glad you brought that up, Pat, because I think Mayock's great. The first thing is he knows what he's looking at, but he doesn't describe it in a way that I don't understand, which I think sometimes, you know, you get these football film guys that can make you feel like a dummy. But he is saying stuff, I'm understanding when he's saying it. The second thing is, and I think, Ike, you asked him a question about this, is he will give us the perspective of an executive as he did it. And he gives it to us in an honest way. So I'm thrilled that we have a real football expert named Mike on the show and that the other one is ruining the University of North Carolina.
The third is that he won't ditch us.
Yeah, yep. I don't think Mayock will ditch us. I hope not, at least.
Wow.
I could watch the All 22 for 8 hours and Mike would be like, you're an idiot. No, it's good stuff. Great stuff. I know you don't want to talk about Sixers or boxing, right?
No.
We're going to get past that? Okay. Someone brought up Mets cheating.
Yes.
The Mets are cheating.
Well, we've talked about it frequently over the last few months here, Pat.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I won't mention the vendor, but one thing I do know what I'm talking about is cybersecurity. So, there may be a problem with the vendor in that stadium.
Wait a minute. And what are you talking about?
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but just give us the information without getting anybody in trouble. Stop hinting at stuff. Tell us what you're
lock in, Pat.
I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Yes.
But there may have been a thing behind what the Mets were doing with those microphones, quote unquote, around the stadium.
Boomer had a point.
I don't know if you remember how that happened, but
yeah. So you're saying you have knowledge of this, or you believe it could be the case?
It's out there. So I'm just saying it's out there.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it. All right. Yeah.
I like it. I like it, Pat. You know, I'll take half sourced theories, but I don't mind
half,
as long as
half sourced.
Yeah.
How about a tenth of a source?
Yeah, well, it's good enough. Pat, so next question today is asking for, it is National Make Your Bed Day. So, and Ike is a stickler for the bed being made. We're asking everybody for their pet peeve, and the best one today, we'll get a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival on Saturday. What is your number one pet peeve?
I never make my bed, by the way, and it drives my wife crazy.
Well, that's all right.
So that's her pet peeve.
She can do it. Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve is the zipper merge. Why doesn't anyone know how to merge into a lane?
The zipper merge is controversial. So are you saying that everyone...
It's not controversial.
It is controversial, Pat. It is a controversial
thing. It's actually a law in Germany. Look it up.
Great.
How's that supposed to help me?
Yeah, so you're suggesting, are you one of those people that hates when people merge early, or do you hate when people go merge late? Like, what is your issue with the zipper merge?
Early is the problem. Okay. You have to merge late. You have to go all the way into the lane, and then people need to let those people into the lane so they can merge into the middle. If you try and merge early, you're just backing up traffic behind you. Hmm. It's my biggest pet peeve ever. It causes most traffic problems around the world, and you know, it should be enforced.
Don't you think there is
I don't know.
Don't you think there is a bit of an issue with the speeding up all the way to the front people too, though?
Yeah, of okay. course. When all they right. try and jam their way in,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a zipper. Okay. It's a zipper.
All right. It's
called the zipper merge.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's the zipper
okay.
merge. All right. There he is. Love you. Pat from Denver. Love you too, buddy. 215-592-9490. That was a good call from Pat in Denver. Jack, do you have Pat from Denver's number?
No, but he tweets at us all the time.
Okay. Maybe try to DM him or something, get a little more information on that Mets thing. I would like to know what he's suggesting. I think he is suggesting that the microphones were doing something. Wonder if there's a pitch comm issue.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right. 215-592.
But if Boomer exposed this whole thing, might have to.
He won't get credit.
Might have to extend them.
If Boom was right, well, see, Boom's issue was not that they were stealing signals. Boom's issue was it was a light that was distracting.
Yeah, it was distracting him. Yes.
Yeah. That would hurt our pitchers. What I'm supposing not our hitters. All right, 215-592-9494. I am a happy owner of a brand new front door from Guida. Happy owner of a sliding patio door from Guida. Happy owner of brand new windows from Guida. I'm all ready for the winter. I am, and that front door now has one of the button locks or whatever, so I don't have to remember.
Wow.
Like, oh yeah,
oh man,
oh, yeah. How this guy? What
this
a problem.
Guy?
You can do it too. Reach out to Guida. Guida right now has their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So you're like me, you get yourself one of those entry doors. Maybe you get a sliding patio door for 50% off. Get a garage door. Maybe get a window for 50% off. You can mix and match like that. The more you get, the more you save. Imagine you replaced all your windows in your house. Half of them are going to be 50% off. Don't wait on this. This is for a limited time. And you can start your project with no money down, interest refinancing for up to 18 months. Come on, man. Restrictions apply. So call Guida today so they can give you all of the information and you can schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That is goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland here on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I think they were listening in. I think they had, I think that's what he was implying.
Yeah, to PitchCom you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Gary. If it is proven that the Mets are cheating at home, it will be the greatest accomplishment of my career.
I think that's true.
Asking career.
Flat out. If I just...
Move it to the top of the list.
Putting an Eskin name on the map, right?
Yes. If I stumbled onto the Mets cheating, and this was... weeks and weeks and weeks ago where we first started talking about this.
Yeah.
If it turns out that the Mets were cheating and they can prove it, it will be the greatest thing that I've ever done.
Make you the top baseball guy on the show.
Without question. Jack would have to, it'd be the spiky baseball report.
Oh, he used AI
to
come up with all the stats.
I did not use AI to come up with the stats. I didn't even come up with stats.
And what difference does that make?
Yeah, it was my idea. Yes. I'm the one that started looking at it.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to my friend Mia, who went to a game at Citi Field. She noticed how big this is other information I have. I haven't shared yet. Noticed how big the screen in center field was and that it was centrally located. And she went and did all of this like analysis with stadiums that have screens that are big and in center or center right.
Yeah.
And noticed that they have a bigger winning percentage at home than teams that do not.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So they could be cheating with the screen, too.
All right.
There's a lot there.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Listen, I love a good conspiracy theory.
Down with the Mets. All right. Anyway, continue, Gary.
I think they're cheaters.
I think they're cheaters, too.
That guy's call reminded me of the guy last week. I meant to talk to you about it with Trey Turner. And I wanted to ask, what creeped Trey Turner out more, the guy asking him stuff at the preschool or Jack touching him?
Ooh, again, there's no creep factor. There's two good friends.
Oh, definitely Jack touching him.
Yeah, definitely Jack touching him. So if Gary is noting that we got a call last week of somebody who said their child goes to the same school at Trey Turner as Trey Turner, he asked Trey Turner about his hamstring, and then he immediately called sports radio, called WIP to tell us what Trey Turner said.
The beauty of the show.
Yeah, so that guy will never get talked to by Trey Turner ever again. But at least that guy, as far as we know, that guy didn't touch his arm like three times like Jack did with Trey.
Two good friends catching up.
Away from Little Trey.
Yeah. You believe in the Phils, Gary? You think it's the year?
I believe in the Phils, man. They're so resilient this year.
Yeah.
Somebody gets hurt and the next guy steps up. Yeah.
Feels good.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. How confident?
7.5.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's not bad. Yeah.
So, Gary, for next question today, what is your number one pet peeve?
Pet peeve. Just tell me what you don't like. Don't say, I got a pet peeve. Just say, I don't like it. Say, you know.
He's saying that's his pet peeve.
Oh, saying the word pet peeve?
Yeah. No, he's farting.
I like it.
Just say you don't
like
it.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Gary. I come on and I say, tell us something you don't like. Somebody's going to be like, well, I don't like, you know, cheese. And they're like, does it bother? Pet peeve is something that you encounter all the time that you don't like. Like, I don't like, you know, milk.
It's not the same thing as something you don't like.
Yeah. So, do you
I just don't like the phrase pet peeve.
Well, get out of here. All right. That's your pet peeve.
That's my pet peeve.
That's a good one.
Callers who don't follow the instructions.
Yeah, don't say pet peeve.
They want to change the question.
Yeah, get out of here, Gary. 215-592-9494. Oh, shoot.
I got more pet peeves, but...
Yeah.
Most of them are in-house pet peeves.
Do you want to give one more?
I think you should do a top five of your pet peeves.
Yes.
No, because then they know I'm basically singling people out in the house. So, yes, no, okay. I'm not doing that.
I'm sure you got some neighborhood pet peeves, too. Oh,
no, you know my neighborhood pet peeves is the dog stuff, man.
Oh, but the pooping on your lawn, not cleaning it up. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
I saw you when I was leaving going to work today. I'm just letting you know. I saw you walking the dog. They know I saw them.
Oh, and they didn't clean it up?
No, I didn't see the dog use the bathroom. I'm just saying, if I come home today
and there's stuff there,
you're already guilty.
So what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Because I got a problem with this. The people, and then you live in a suburban neighborhood, and you put a little sign on your lawn that says, don't let your dog pee here or whatever.
Well, don't let him pee?
Yeah, there's like, please respect our lawn or whatever.
You're right, because I do got a lot of pee stains in my... Yeah. You know, they do it enough, it turns the grass yellow.
Yeah. But, like, don't you sort of think, you got a house in the suburbs, you got to let dogs pee on
It don't bother me to pee. The pee does not bother me.
Well, yeah. Are they telling all the other animals that run through their lawn, like the squirrels aren't allowed to pee on your lawn either? I bet they're not looking at the sign.
Yeah, the pee doesn't bother me. You're right. I'm okay with that. The leaving the logs in the yard.
Yeah, cleaning up.
Yes.
When I lived in South Philly, it was horrible.
I bet.
Because it would be like on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, yes.
So I was
Are you going to tell a story about?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, I'm going to remind you.
Yeah. So sometimes, if I don't get all my steps in, after the Phillies game is over, I'll take a walk around the neighborhood for a little while, you know, and it's perfect walk at night weather. So I'm walking, and this is how I'm dressed, just for perspective. I'm wearing baggy jeans, and I'm wearing an Adidas track jacket, or black Adidas track jacket.
Right.
So I'm walking, and I'm on the other side, not a place where I walk all the time, and I see a gentleman and his white dog, and I walk by, and it's dark out, and I just wave and keep walking.
Yeah.
So then I walk around, I'm walking back, and he's walking his dog, and I wave, and he goes, hey, man. I'm like, hey, how you doing? He goes, what you up to? I'm like, I'm just taking a walk. He's like, yeah, you live around here? I'm fine.
Right. You're not casing the neighborhood.
I was like, I live right over there. He's like, what number? And I was like, but I respected it because, you know, he's trying to protect his neighborhood.
Neighborhood watchman.
And I said, I'm not going to say my address, but I said my address of where I live. And I said, I just take a walk at night sometimes. I walked over, pet his dog. And he told me, he said, look, a few weeks ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, let the dog out, saw somebody wandering around, didn't say anything about it, woke up, found out that a few cars got broken into. It turns out it was that person. He said, so when I see somebody walking around that I don't know, yeah, I still think he thinks that I don't live there, though.
Yeah.
That I was lying.
He definitely thought you were the guy.
Yes.
Or something, yes. Yeah.
It's like, what is this tattooed idiot walking around?
What is this guy doing around here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got stopped in my own neighborhood.
Man, they still haven't gotten you. You've been there a year now.
No, I've been there 5 months. May.
Oh, that's right. I kept thinking about when you came. Yeah, you're right. No, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was on the, it was late at night, whatever. I get it. But it did happen to me.
Yeah.
So 215-592-9494.
I do that with the teenagers. If I see teenagers in my neighborhood.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm like,
Graham.
I know you don't live here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I know the teenagers in this neighborhood. There aren't very, most of them are mine or their friends. Like, yeah,
I think you're a neighborhood watchdog.
No, listen, we all have duty as part of the development to protect the development, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But absolutely. You see somebody
people,
you don't know.
You see people that's not familiar, you're like, hold on.
Yep.
Who you with?
I like that.
You got to do that.
The people are looking at me right now.
They should.
Well, you normally got the baby with you.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
Yeah. You think that guy walking around with the baby, you think the baby steals stuff from the cars? You think he's using the baby as a prop?
Yeah, man.
There's identifying people in the neighborhood you don't know. And the other thing that you got to do if you live in the neighborhood is you see somebody driving too fast, you got to go, hey!
Oh, dude.
Slow it down!
And it's always somebody that's visiting.
Yes.
One of the people that live. It's like, dude, seriously.
Yes.
I'm with you. I do the same gesture. It's the hands in the air like, bro.
Yeah.
For real?
Yes. That, you know,
there are signs all throughout here saying,
slow down, kids.
Kids playing.
Yep.
Yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Sometimes I don't even say anything. I just go like this. Put my arms up. 215-592-9494. Smooth Joe in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Smooth Joe?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Smooth Joe?
All right. I want to say, first of all, about the Phillies.
Yes, sir.
So they've been playing on cycles. They started off the season on an up climb, then a downslide, up climb, downslide. It's been that same way all along. And when it comes to the playoffs, it depends on which cycle they're going to be in. That's how that's going to play out there.
Well, glad they're on an upslide toward the end of the season, though, right?
Oh, I love it, too. Oh, yeah.
All right.
But I don't want that downslide to pop up at the wrong time. You know what I mean?
Uphill downslide.
Yeah, well, take it up a Smooth Joe.
But listen, with that Corey guy, I agree with that guy 100%.
I don't even remember what Corey said. What did he say?
House close.
Oh.
By the couch thing.
Okay. So if you weren't listening earlier, this is just Smooth Joe for the listeners who weren't listening 3 hours ago. What Corey said is, one of our regular callers, we asked him for a pet peeve. He said, if his kids or his wife or something go to work or go to the mall or something, then they come home, before they sit on the couch, they got to change into different clothes. You do the same thing?
That is a different way about it there.
Okay.
You go to the linen stores, department stores, you buy you a couch cover. You put that puppy over there.
Yeah.
Anybody can sit on that. Now, when you get ready to lay down, you just snatch that off, baby, and you're good to go.
Huh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the couch cover, but then you have this nice couch that it just has a cover on it all the time.
I know what's there. It's mine. You see what I'm saying?
Now, all right. Okay.
You know, depending on who's visiting, who might be visiting, then, you know, you would move the cover there. But you get any kind of ordinary person might pop on by after they come from the doctor's office. Everybody at that doctor's office sick for one reason or another. And they be sitting in them chairs in the doctor's office, okay? And that's going to come in the contact transfer.
Right.
Yeah.
Onto your couch. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Contact transfer. That's forensic science talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Smooth Joe, you are one of one.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Smooth Joe, you can tell Smooth Joe, you also sound like you are used to being sitting on plastic on the couches.
Man, I had some mentees was like that.
Yep.
Boy, they had plastic on their couch.
Yep.
That is crazy. Looking like, you know.
Yeah. That's
happened all the time.
That's how I grew up.
Yeah.
And what was the point of it again?
To keep the couch.
To preserve the couch.
But even you couldn't even enjoy the couch because it was covered in plastic.
You couldn't enjoy it because it was covered in plastic.
Yep. Is Smooth Joe from the past? I feel like I'm talking to somebody who just got, who like,
I think we
went
should
through
do
a time travel.
I think we should do life advice with Smooth Joe.
Yes,
ooh,
I
that
would
sounds like that'd be good.
Yeah, I like Smooth Joe. Smooth Joe, need Smooth Joe to call in. He goes through phases where we get Smooth Joe.
Yeah.
So, Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5-5? Everybody's wondering.
Stock up, stock down on Afternoon Show callers. Come on, man.
All right. Okay.
Some guys are on a run.
Okay. I don't want to hear it, but I'm more interested in the people whose stock is down. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.